rebellious.
You're listening to Dark Air.
Dark Air with Terry Carnation. Episode 15. Finale, part 2. Finally, I had no idea how many of these I was going to be doing when I agreed to do this seriously.
Dark Air, the Terry Carnation story, produced, written, and read by me, Terry Carnation, blah, blah, couldn't find, fine at audiobooks in Pacoima. Chapter 15. Into the Mouth of Madness. Fired. My shifty station manager, Al Moreno, the unseasoned, unsavory purveyor of tainted shrimp, fired me? Terry Carnation? Winner of the KSB DJ of the Year Award? Or possibly the Welcome Back Award. It's hard to keep track of my many awards at this stage in my career. And for what? Did I burn down the studio? Kill his dog? Why should I, a celebrity, have to shoulder the burden of blame for something an elderly superfan did in said celebrity's name? Were we in court, or better yet, in a movie during the climactic courtroom scene, I would address the jury and remind them that potentially senile Mildred is an adult woman. One capable enough to launch a one-woman siege on a sombrero-shaped restaurant. You want the truth? You can't handle the truth. That wasn't bad. In fact, if I had been there, all we would have laid siege to would have been their $2 taco specials. Nevertheless, in that moment of being fired, the walls of KSB closed in on me. My guilt was engorged, my nerves nunchucked, and my sanity smashed. I felt like a character in a movie based on an idea from a novel by Kafka. It was time to seek solace with the only person with the knowledge of my darkest secrets and most horrifying insecurities, the one person who could hold me tenderly, albeit professionally, and tell me everything was going to be okay, that I hadn't just flushed my life down the toilet.
Oh, where's that Dr. Kesden?
Nothing to be worried about. Tatsa, tu dien ratio ton Quijote. Okay, bye.
Dr. Kesten?
Oh, hey, TC, what's up?
Who was that? Who are you talking to?
Oh, that was nothing. Just personal toilet stuff. Were you looking for me?
Why were you speaking Vietnamese?
Oh, I was just ordering some food from a local Vietnamese restaurant.
Which one?
Well, House of Pho.
What did you order? Quickly now.
Why, a bowl of pho, of course.
Damn it. No! You are lying! I know what I heard. You have every piece of privileged information about me, and now you have collateral against me. You have collateralized my life, you malevolent oaf! The question remains, what are you doing with it?
You see, Terry, all the more reason I need to be nearby. You're starting to get paranoid. Terry, why are you staring like that? Well, in that black turtleneck, you kind of look like Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
Paranoid, huh? Then why, in all of our sessions, did you not tell me that out of the 6,500 languages spoken on planet Earth, you speak the same one as my beloved wife?
Well, that's why I ordered the pho. Terry, what are you doing? You're getting too close. Boundaries, please.
I'll have you know, House of Pho closes at 1 a.m., you unscrupulous, mendacious quack. You pot-bellied illywacker. You gaslighting asshole.
Terry! Ow! Oh, get off! Security! Security! Please!
Stop hitting yourself! Stop hitting yourself! Stop hitting yourself!
Fucking nutball!
Easy there, big fella.
Conspiratio cae detecto. Translation from the Latin. Conspiracy, you have been detected. The truth at last comes out. Kesden was behind it all. But my victory was short-lived. Kesden called in the popo. And it was, apropos of our toileted surroundings, a real shit show. Thankfully, the KSB security guard was a flabby clock puncher named Chet, who must have sensed my karate training and opted out of a confrontation with a superior warrior. I did achieve Orange Belt, so there. I escaped KSB and I just ran. Onto a very familiar stretch of Hollywood Boulevard.
Hey, what's up? Anybody want to see Jimmy Kimmel tonight?
Hey, Dad, look, it's Jack Sparrow.
That's just a drunk man. Let's go.
I got Jimmy Kimmel tickets.
Dad, it's Chewie. Oh, my God, it's Chewie.
Crackhead, move away.
America's fourth most beloved late night person.
Out of the way. I'm being persecuted. Oh, God, it's so hot out. It's hot, and I'm being persecuted. Why? Did I wear a black turtleneck?
Mommy, look. That man's taking his clothes off.
God. Sir, please put your clothes back on. You're scaring the children, and you are very pale.
Kids should be scared. They need to know the truth. The world is an ugly place full of disgusting, duplicitous people everywhere. Not just Nathan Fillion.
Well, Nathan Fillion wouldn't let himself go like you.
Yo,
keep your pants on.
Right,
my God, you are so pale.
With all due respect, madam, you're not exactly the picture of health yourself. Talk about letting oneself go. Maybe a little more time doing some crunches and a little less time judging others. What kind of example are you to this child?
I am pregnant.
That's my little brother in her tummy.
Ow! Hey! Ow! It's not ladylike to kick people, sweetheart. Ow! You! Hey, sir, put your phone away. It's not your business. I do not consent to being filmed. Ow!
Get away from my mommy!
Ow! Ow! You little bitch!
It wasn't long after the demon child and her overly fertile mother began their abuse when I was descended upon by a gaggle of costumed characters from both Marvel and DC universes, as well as Disney proper and even the Universal classic horror franchises, plus Nickelodeon. They were about to be joined by New Line's Freddy Krueger and the actual police force when things went black. I woke up seconds later. Was it all a dream? Was I having a terrible, awful, paranoid nightmare? Spoiler alert. I wasn't.
Suspect restrained.
Let me out of this thing!
Hi, officers, it's okay. I'm Dr. Norman Kesten, therapist. This is my patient. He's having a psychotic break. We in the biz also call it dementia precox.
Let me up!
Calm down, sir.
Where the hell did you get a straitjacket from? I didn't even know they sold straitjackets anymore!
This is Hollywood Boulevard, Terry. Every store has a straitjacket handy. It's required by the city.
Get this infernal charlatan away from me. He's evil incarnate.
Easy there.
He speaks fluent Vietnamese.
Oh, I think the people of Hanoi would disagree with you, Terry. Now, please, be cooperative. I ran right out and completely forgot my cell phone. I wouldn't do that for just anyone. Thank you, officers. I will take it from here.
Yeah, you got it.
What does that mean? Take me where? Where are you taking me?
Somewhere safe, which in our case means anywhere but Hollywood Boulevard. Not to worry, Terry. We're gonna get you the help you need. Actually, officers, could you give me a hand? He's very sweaty.
Yeah. Grab his legs.
While I was being locked up and thrown away like those plastic containers your landlord yells at you about when you accidentally put in the trash instead of the recycling. What is the point of even putting a number inside of that little recycle triangle symbol if you can't recycle it? Regardless, at that same moment, a much greater crime was being perpetrated back at KSB.
Mr. Moreno, I was wondering... Oh, my. I will just come back? Never. Would you like me to find someone to comfort you who isn't an employee, you know, so you can't be accused of inappropriate contact in the workplace again?
What am I gonna do?
Oh... Mr. Moreno, I'm sure your mother will be just fine after you post bail. You know, I've bailed my mother out so many times, they recognize me at this point. Very easy process.
My what?
Your mother, who's in jail, isn't that why you're crying?
Oh, God, no. No, she posted bail hours ago. Gee, I just signed a multi-million-dollar contract for Dark Air Nationwide, and I have no host. I've got the sponsors and national affiliates breathing down my neck. What the hell was I thinking firing Terry?
Well, I'd say that you were mad at Terry for persuading your mother to open fire in a crowded restaurant, you know, during a lunch rush, of all things, all for an ill-advised attempt to find his missing wife.
Right. That fucker.
Pretty bad.
Wait a minute. We've got tapes of his old shows, right? The ones before he went loco in the coca?
Yes. I mean, I back up everything.
That's it? You're going to run the show and pretend Terry is here. The listeners, and more importantly, the sponsors, will never know.
Oh, I...
Make it work, Jeet. I will double your wages.
That's really generous, but 2 times 0 is still 0.
Wait, you're an intern?
An intern. On probation, amongst other things.
Okay, how about this? I'll pay you $20 an hour. I just can't believe I got away with not paying you for so long.
Can I sit in Terry's chair and wear his... Wear his amulet?
Well, actually, he took his chair with him. But just take anything you want. I don't give a shit. Just make it work, Gene.
Al, there's so much to do. I have to run home and get my black turtleneck size extra small.
And now, from the unexplored depths of the Marianas Trench to the unexplained reaches of space, time, and mind, you're listening to Dark Air with Terry Carnation.
Hello, Dark Air listeners, Carnation Nation. It's me, Jeet, with Terry here in person. I'm graciously joining Terry today because the air conditioning in my booth is not working. So thank you, Terry, for having me here. We should just go straight to the calls.
Okay, Morton from Downers Grove, you're on Dark Air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Terry. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I admire your show. I like the way that you are able to help people with their problems, and I have an unusual one. Hopefully you can help me.
Okay.
I've been dating a woman for about 4.5 years now. Her name is Carla. And
beautiful name.
Yeah, and she's
it's the
really...
feminine of Carl when you think about it. Carl is the masculine, and Carla is the feminine.
I wouldn't know about that, but I do know that she's a really good-looking woman, and I really had plans to marry her and start a family. But I've just lately noticed that there's peculiar things going on with her, and you want to know somebody before you get married to them. Obviously, you want to know about their backstory. You want to know their family. Mm. And I've never met any of Carla's family. Every time I try to suggest that, we should meet up with the family, she changes the subject or, derails it somehow. So I've never met her family. Mm. And then she has 2 cell phones, okay, which I think is very strange.
That's a red flag.
Yeah,
red flag just
that's what I was
popped
thinking.
Up
that's
on the top
you
of my head.
Because that's exactly what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. And she takes calls sometimes at very strange times. When we drive together... I notice, she likes to do the driving, so I was like, that's fine. She can drive my truck or drive her Taurus, but she always is looking in that rearview mirror constantly. I mean, just constantly. I'm pretty convinced that my girlfriend, my fiance, is some kind of spy.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. I mean, I would never suggest that you spy on a spy, but is it possible for you to take a little looksy at those 2 phones and... Find out what's going on?
I wonder if I could. I mean, that would take a lot of... I would have to plan that out. I mean, I guess it's a good idea, but if the phone is locked, it seems to be very complicated. And I was thinking maybe planting a GoPro or some other little camera in her car or surreptitiously somewhere.
If she is a spy and you plant a camera in her car, she will probably snap your neck like a twig.
See, this is the trouble. I'm confronted by something I just don't know how to handle.
Do you think that she's one of ours?
I don't know. I mean, she seems to be very American. I detect every now and then...
I'm so sorry to interrupt, Morton, but
there was a
television show called The Americans, which I watched because I love America, and I love to see stories about Americans. It's not about Americans, okay? Very quickly, we find out they're not American at all.
Huh.
I don't know what they were doing with the naming of that show, but they were actually Russians and spies. Mm. And I don't know if anyone's considered a lawsuit against the Fox Industries or what have you, but anyhow, American or what?
Well, like I said, she behaves American. I mean, we have picnics, we go bowling, we do all the things that normal Americans do. But
does she respect the flag?
I haven't noticed that she doesn't respect the flag. But then again, there's not that many opportunities to see how a person reacts to the flag. You know, I guess, would it be like a vampire where you hold a mirror up, you hold a flag up, do they react like that? I mean, I've never dealt with a person like this.
Well, this might be a good test of her character, is to unfurl a flag in front of her and see how she reacts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does she, if she spits on the flag, well, mm-hmm. you know, case closed.
Right.
Morton, is there any reason that she would be spying on you? Any illegal activity or secret government activity you'd ever been involved with?
Well, no, I mean, wait a minute. There was that, there was a time I was at the Pentagon for a short period with, and there was that, you don't suppose, I gotta make another phone call. I gotta go. Thank you.
Morton, don't, no explaining some people, just when it was getting good. Oh, well. I wish you the very best, Morton, and his secret agent girlfriend. Secret agent girlfriend. All right, that's all the singing I'm going to do in this episode. I hope he hasn't coveted away any Pentagon secrets. I hope Secretary of State Janet Reno doesn't find out that he's, well, you know.
Yes, I too heard that Janet Reno was coming out of retirement, you know. I'm pretty sure I saw her on La Brea the other day, and I was gonna ask for a photo, but then I realized that she's dead. But then I was like, huh, maybe she's a robot that's been brought back to life, because, you know, they can do that now. So we can have a robot attorney general because computer rights matter. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, whoa. Don't touch that dial. This is not your typical ad. This is something you're going to want to hear. As you know, I have a website, terrycarnation.com. Maybe you didn't know, but please visit it. If you add a slash symbol and then the word shop, S-H-O-P, terrycarnation.com/shop. Oh, there is going to be merch. Merch aplenty. What does merch stand for, you may ask? Well, I didn't know myself. I had to Google it and found out that it stands for mercantile. There will be so many Terry Carnation and Dark Air items of apparel and otherwise for your shopping pleasure on this merch store. There's going to be Terry Carnation watches and Dark Air pasta. There's Gorp. There's Dr. Diet Pepper. Temporary tattoos. Of course, T-shirts. Yes. Perhaps, I don't know, those little corn on the cob holders. Hot plates. Clown noses. Elf ears. Shin guards. Ovaltine. Steve Carell bandanas. Stuffed pigeons. And backyard Bigfoot statues. Of course, most of that may not be available right at the get-go, at the giddy-up. But check out what we have for sale along with this wonderful company, represent.com. We are starting the Terry Carnation merch store, and I'm so excited. Please support me and the show by buying as much of this crap as humanly possible. Now back to the show. Jeff calling in from Hanford, Washington, nuclear city. What can I help you with, Jeff? Welcome to Dark Air. Yes.
Hi, Terry. I'm basically what you would call like a 98-pound weakling. I mean, I have never really had a girlfriend and...
Have you ever had bullies kick sand in your face?
I've had them kick dirt in my face.
Close enough. How can I help you, Hanford?
Sorry. It's Jeff. So I have a cottonwood tree in my backyard, and it's the leaves are falling, and I was out raking the leaves as best I could, and I live near the nuclear power plant there in Hanford, and I found a beetle underneath one of the leaves when I was raking.
Mm.
So it was glowing. It was glowing kind of like might have been a lot of radioactivity or something. Anyway, so
yes.
My question was, if I eat it, would I get superpowers that might make me stronger and better at fighting and better at stuff, so that I'm not always picked on and made fun of? And
do you have the beetle with you?
Yeah.
Where is it?
I have it in a small jar, and I poked holes in it so it wouldn't die. but I don't think it's going to because it actually grew a little bit since I put it in the jar. Yeah?
Jeff, listen to me. Listen to me very carefully. I want you to eat that beetle.
Really?
Yes. Go over to the jar and unscrew it.
Okay. Hang on.
Now, Jeff.
Yeah. Okay. Hang on. Okay. It's in the... I have it here. It got a lot bigger since I put it in there. Should I, like, get water or...
Nope. You just pop it in your mouth.
Okay. I'm going to grab it right now. Ow! God! Ow! It actually won't let me pick it up. It's fighting me back. It's fighting back a little bit.
Jeff, there is an incredible opportunity here to prove if Spider-Man is true or it's simply a myth.
Okay, I'm just gonna drink it out of the jar. Okay.
Yes.
Here goes.
Do whatever you can do to get it in your mouth. Bite it. Bite it. Use your teeth, Jeff.
Oh, God.
What's happening? Use your teeth.
I ate it.
Jeff, you're a man now. Let this give you the confidence. You are Beetle Man.
I ate that beetle.
Do you feel anything odd going on in your thorax?
Yeah, I don't feel very good, but I'm doing okay. I'm feeling a little stronger.
Oh.
I do notice that I'm just looking in the mirror right now, and I notice that I'm starting to glow a little bit, which is fine with me, because I've always had a bit of a pallid complexion.
Try and shoot something out of your wrists. Just try it. Try and shoot a beetle juice out of your wrists. Anything coming out?
No, it's not working that way.
All right. Keep working on it.
Okay.
All right. Now, Jeff, listen. Yeah. This is an incredible opportunity for us to conduct an experiment. I want you to call me. If you survive, call me back tomorrow night on tomorrow night's show. Okay?
Okay. And we
will see what happens to you, Jeff, the Beetle Man of Hanford, Washington. This is an incredible opportunity. I thank you for your sacrifice.
Thank you so much.
I do hope we hear back from you, Jeff. Who knows? Maybe Jeff will turn into Beetle Man, his version of Spider-Man. Speaking of Spider-Man, the new trailer just dropped. I'm so excited for this movie. Tobey Maguire starring as Spider-Man. And in the trailer, the helicopter gets caught between the webbing of the World Trade Center. So it's very exciting.
That's right. I heard that Tobey Maguire was going to reprise his role in the new Spider-Man movie. And I also heard that Andrew Garfield is returning and that Tobey and Andrew are going to fight with their webs. And Andrew's going to speak in a British accent because it's the multiverse. And this Spider-Man is from London. And now a word from our sponsors.
Oh, dearest listeners, 'tis the season to grill, chill, and see if you're overpaying for home and auto insurance. Policy Genius is a free and easy way to look for cash savings you might be missing out on. Are your home and auto policies almost up for review? Let Policy Genius look for a lower rate for you. Policy Genius is a marketplace that makes it easy to compare home and auto insurance in one place. They can find something similar to what you have now, but at a lower price. They have saved customers an average of $1,250 per year over what they were paying for home and auto insurance. Their team will handle the paperwork and set up your new policy or switch over your current one. So getting started is easy. First, head to policygenius.com. Answer a few questions about yourself and your property and let the geniuses at Policy Genius take it from there. Their top-notch service has earned Policy Genius thousands of five-star reviews across Trustpilot and Google. Head to policygenius.com to get started right now. Policy Genius, when it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right.
Tim from Schenectady, you're on.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Tim. What can I do for you? What's your question tonight?
Okay, so there's something following me.
Is it spectral? Is it corporal? Can you describe it?
Well, It's a smell.
A smell?
Yeah, it's a smell that reminds me of my grandma. It is my grandmother.
You are being followed. You are being hunted by the smell of your grandmother.
Oh my God, thank you so much for saying it. You're the first person who believes me.
Yes, what you're describing is an SOP.
Oh, what?
Spectral olfactory phenomena. This is very common, Tim. This is nothing to be ashamed of, and shame, shame, shame on the good people of Schenectady for not believing Tim and being followed by what appears to be a very dangerous SOP, a spectral olfactory phenomenon. If you could describe the smell for us, the smell of your dead grandmother that's following you.
It's like rose water mixed with, like, stale cigarettes. And, but lighter. It's not, it doesn't hit you. It just sneaks up on you.
When you perceive this musk, where are you? Is this your bedroom? You're in your bathroom? You're on the streets of Schenectady? Are you walking the gymnasium?
It could be anywhere. She gave me this locket before she passed, and I
think... A totem. Totemic. Shamanistic. Is your grandmother Finnish?
I don't know what that means.
From Finland?
Oh, no.
Hmm. Because there is a certain totemic curse that has been used by the Finnish people for centuries, haunting people with smells until they choke in their sleep, literally choke to death, suffocating on the smells of the dead. Real? Imagined? Who knows? Has it happened? Yes. Will it happen again? Certainly. Tim, this is very important, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Look inside the locket. I want you to open it right now on the air.
I couldn't. No.
Tim?
What?
Open the locket.
Okay. I'm opening it. Oh.
Is it open?
Well, it's not a locket that opens. I broke it.
You broke it open?
It's kind of... Ooh! Ah, cut me.
You just cut yourself on the locket?
Yeah, what's gonna happen?
Terry? Hello?
Is this Tim's grandmother?
Yes, who am I speaking with?
Well, this is Terry Carnation of Dark Air. You're on a call-in radio with hundreds of thousands of listeners. What is your name?
On the radio? No.
Who am I speaking with?
Terry.
Who's there?
Terry? This means it's Tim. Well,
Tim.
I blacked out.
Tim. There are some powerful forces at work in Schenectady. Listen, Tim, I need you to listen to me very carefully.
Okay.
You are going to need a shaman. Okay? You're going to need a shaman to rid yourself of this smell, this locket. Also, Tim, listen to me very carefully.
Thank you, Terry.
You should have that cut looked at. Thank you for calling, Tim. Oh. What an aroma. What an aroma indeed. The smell of grandmother. Brings back memories. I wish they could bottle up that smell and sell it as a cologne. I'd buy some. The smell of grandma. Oh, but so many haunted objects over the years. I mean, we've had people call in with haunted wrench, haunted butter churner, a haunted shell, candle holders, of course. The haunted Jefferson bust that actually spoke as Thomas Jefferson. And Reginald, didn't you have a haunted toilet once? Didn't you tell me that you had or was that simply a something wrong with your bowel movements? Reginald?
Oh, Terry, that's so funny that you're calling me Reginald, which is our little off-air joke, because your old engineer was Reginald, and sometimes you call me that because you miss him. But I would really prefer if you would call me by my actual name, your BFF, Jeet. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Dark Air Sniffers. If you know anything about me, you know that I love me some audible book entertainment. Where better to find said entertainment than Audible? Audible is your playlist for life. You can find the perfect title for whatever you're doing, wherever you're going, wherever you're feeling. It's comedy, romance, suspense, true crime, science fiction, or fitness and wellness. As an Audible member, you'll get one credit every month, good for any title in our entire premium selection. Those titles are yours to keep forever in your Audible library. You'll also get full access to our popular Plus catalog. It's filled with thousands and thousands of audiobooks, plus original entertainment, fitness, meditation, sleep tracks for better rest, and yes, podcasts. One of my favorite little nuggets is a little character named Alan Partridge. Alan Partridge has three audiobooks that I savor over and over again. I, Partridge, Nomad, and From the Oast House. Alan Partridge, you see, is a fictitious character created by a comedian named Steve Coogan. It's so very meta. I love the great humor of Alan Partridge, and I love listening to him on Audible. New members can always try Audible for 30 days on us. Dark Air listeners, go to audible.com/darkair or text Dark Air to 500-500. Dark Air listeners, visit audible.com/darkair or text Dark Air to 500-500. Audible is the leading provider of spoken word entertainment all in one place. Who knows, maybe one day there'll be a Terry Carnation book on Audible. And perhaps I'll get Steve Coogan to read it. Thank you for listening.
Oh, what am I doing? There's no way I can keep this up. There's no way.
Keep what up?
My heart rate. I need to increase my basal metabolic rate so I can, you know, go on runs. And oh my gosh, who am I kidding? Al is forcing me to play old episodes of Terry's show so he doesn't lose his sponsors.
That's horrible.
Okay, I lied. Okay, he is not forcing me. He seduced me. With money. I feel like a sex worker sitting in Terry's old chair.
I get the same feeling when I sit in his chair, except without the sex for money feeling.
Okay, Veronica, you can't tell anyone. I could lose my job, which I just got.
I won't tell a soul. It might slip out psychically at my Sunday brunch seance.
Oh, Veronica, I can't help but think that this is all my fault. When we abducted him and threw a hood over his head and put him into the back of a van and didn't let him use the bathroom and let him sit in his filth all night, we were trying to help him, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I never meant for it to come to this.
Nor I. Unless it sent him tumbling into the willing arms of a sympathetic coworker, in which case I...
He was like a father to me. Except, you know, he was older than my father. You know, he was really like a grandfather to me. Like an old radio Gandalf who was so young at heart, but old in his body.
And so virile. His best years were ahead of him.
Wait a minute. They still are, Veronica. I know what I have to do. I'm gonna have to find Terry. He needs his friends.
I'll go with you, Jeet.
All right. I'll meet you at the bathrooms in 5 minutes. I've been holding it in all day.
Great. I need a few minutes myself. I'm going to go freshen up for him. He deserves maximum V.
Maximum Vagi... Oh, Veronica. Maximum Veronica. Maximum V. I get it. Oh! Oh, God. It's so stinky. Hello? Is someone in here? Hey, it's Dr. Keston's phone on the floor. Ugh, do I really have to pick this up? Okay, just do it, Jeet. Just do it. Grab some tissue and do it.
Hello? Dr. Keston? Dr. Keston, is Ceylon? Is the plan working?
Oh my God.
Who is this?
Terry was right! It's Dr. Frickin' Keston! Why am I still holding his phone?
Dr. Kesden delivered me into the mouth of madness, the Washburn Pines Sanatorium. One of those. Dear listeners, or readers, if you're reading the print version and not listening to the audiobook, wait a minute. No, that doesn't make any sense. Apologies. If you're hearing my voice, then you're clearly listening to the audiobook version. Can you cut that part, that last part?
Yeah.
Thank you. Such a pleasure doing business with you. Asshole. I was still strangled in a straitjacket, constrained physically, but they could never constrain my spirit, and I vowed that I would never be broken, no matter what fiendish tortures lay ahead of me.
Terry Carnation, as I live and breathe, how's my favorite patient?
Flattery will get you nowhere, nurse. You can't break me. You hear me?
Now there's that sense of humor. And guess what? Remember how you said you missed your guinea pig? Well, that got me to thinking. So I put together a proposal, and now we have three therapy guinea pigs. There's Buster and Checkers and Terry, named after you, of course. They've been so wonderful for our patients, and I just can't wait for you to meet your fuzzy little namesake.
Oh, I see. Nice tactic. Trying to kill me with kindness, huh? Nice try, Nurse Ratchet.
Listen, I shouldn't be telling you this, but as soon as I saw your intake order, I had the cook switch out the dinner. So she's whipping up Salisbury steak, your favorite.
With mashed potatoes?
Mm-hmm. And gravy.
Gravy? So it's to be poison, then? Well, I certainly have exposed enough secrets to warrant an assassination. You won't get me that easily. You hear? That's it. I will hunger strike.
Oh, I hear you. But it's too bad, because they have chocolate pudding parfaits.
Foul temptress!
Welcome home, Terry.
Well, if that's to be my last meal, it was a solid 4-star. My compliments to the chef.
You sure you don't have any room for cherry jello parfait? I'll feed it to you.
Oh.
Terry Carnation! Is that you? How'd you get the cherry jello, you VIP, you?
Oh, hello, Ron. You're looking well.
Thank you.
It's so great having you on the show. Did you ever end up solving the riddle of the Sphinx?
Yeah. Why do you think I'm banging my head against a wall in here? What about you? What are you in here for?
I'm being conspired against. It's a whole thing. The short version is, my therapist lied to me about my departed wife, Zilan, betrayed me, and he's had me wrongfully committed.
Man, it's always the therapist, isn't it?
Come on, one more bite.
Sorry. Not bad. Ron, I like the fit of your straitjacket, by the way.
Thanks. Yeah, it's a Posey Model 3. Make sure you ask for the newer model Poseys. They don't cut off the circulation in your elbows. There's been a lot of advancements in straitjacket technology since you were in here last.
All right, good tip. Good to know. Hang in there, Ronnie.
Thank you. Posey Model 3.
I sat there, despondent. Here I was, a celebrity, punished, conspired against. For what? Speaking the truth? I knew that somewhere my enemies were smiling. Oh, listener, did you actually think this was going to end well for me? Oh, well, I'm afraid you were very, very wrong.
Dr. Foster? Paging Dr. Foster?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello? What's going... Who's out there? Oh, what's going on?
Go.
What's going on out there? Who is that? Somebody answer!
Terry Carnation?
Maybe. Who's asking?
We're here to rescue you. Come with us if you want answers. And to live your best life. Here, put this hood on.
I don't want to wear a hood! Take the hood off!
Just put it on. We do a fresh one each time.
I had completely forgotten the possibility of a last-minute rescue from an unlikely source. I wonder why. I don't know, because it's completely preposterous? Had my life become an episode of Scooby-Doo? I mean, really. This was feeling surreally unreal. I mean, what's next? He pulls off his face in its Jeet, and then he pulls off his face in its Tom Cruise from Mission Impossible? However, I am not one to look a gift horse in the mouth, because I am not a veterinarian. Too many feces.
Free at last! Free at last! Is that racist? Excuse me, kind rescuer, where are you taking me?
Sir, it's for your safety, so you don't see where we're going.
Oh, yes. Well, why would I want to see where I'm going when I'm being rescued?
Okay, I've done a lot of these.
I certainly hope this rescue comes with a beverage service. I'm parched.
We can stop at 7-Eleven real quick, but you have to stay in the car.
Deal. Can you cut a straw hole?
Yeah, or I'll lift it a little bit and, like, pour it in. We'll work it out.
Excellent. I could go for a Yoo-hoo chocolate soda. Do they still make those?
I don't know. Oh, there's a 7-Eleven. Yoo-hoo, is that final? Is that what you're going with?
Just make it a chocolate milk.
Fine. Keep the hood on, though, because I'll get in trouble if, like, you take it off. Okay, here we are. Have a seat. You can pull the hood off now.
Oh, wow!
Got chocolate milk all over the hood.
Oh, that was getting hot. Where are we?
Hello, Terry.
Oh, Mr. Joshua! Oh, yes, I knew it! Thank God!
Oh, I'd hoped that $7,000 wasn't a total waste. Yes!
Oh. Hi, Terry.
Oh, hello. Wait, who are these women with you? Are they sailors? Moons?
Yes. I mean, not the real one, of course.
I was telling someone just the other day, that Church of the Paradox has a lot of great ideas. They're just misunderstood. All hail Greyhound, and fuck Philadelphia. Am I right, everyone?
Yes. Fuck Philadelphia, indeed.
Oh, you don't know what I've been through, Joshy. Joshy. Bah, 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 bah. Oh, thanks for getting me out of there. Wow.
Of course. Terry, we couldn't just let you rot in there, could we?
Now, where are we, huh? Is this the secret floor just for celebrities?
Don't worry, we'll get to that. All will be revealed in due time.
Oh, great. Now, I am a bit thirsty. I always meant to try your famous kombucha when I was here last. Hint, hint.
Well, certainly. We are going to take exceptional care of you.
Wonderful. Wait. What is Ms. Moon doing with that syringe?
Just sit still. It won't hurt.
Well, it's nothing to be alarmed about. You are clearly having what we call an alpha wave realignment episode.
Okay, what does that mean?
Teddy-san, konnichiwa.
No, please. Not, ow, no. Ow! Ow! That hurt! Haven't I been through enough in the last 24 hours?
Don't worry, Terry. We're going to take good care of you. Give you lots of the top-shelf parascience treatment, and when you wake up from your coma, you're going to feel just great. In about 6 months.
No! No!
Yes! We reach the conclusion of Dark Air, the Terry Carnation story, the podcast of the audiobook about the late night AM radio show Dark Air with yours truly, Terry Carnation. But is that all there is? I have so many questions. Will I escape the clutches of the Church of the Paradox? Will Jeet and Veronica team up to rescue me? Or torture me? Why was Dr. Kesden speaking Vietnamese to Zelan? And speaking of Zelan, she's alive! I mean, this is huge! Also, how am I narrating this? I'm trapped in a coma in some godforsaken basement, right? Or am I? Perhaps this monologue is all in my mind. Did I just stop writing the book in the middle of the good part? Is this the end of Terry Carnation? The answer is... probably not. Cliffhanger!
Dark Air with Terry Carnation was created by Rainn Wilson and Aaron Lee and is produced by Tom Harp and Chris Kelly. Starring Rainn Wilson as Terry Carnation, Karin Soni as Jeep, Al Madrigal as Al, Yvette Nicole Brown as Dr. Lizzie, Aaron Lee as Dr. Kesden, and Jennifer McLean as Veronica. Dark Air with Terry Carnation is brought to you by Imperial Mammoth, Audio Boom, and Kelly & Kelly. Theme songs composed by Marcus Mosscat. For a full list of credits, head to terrycarnation.com/credits.